It's here and now. The big picture for inflation is that it keeps drifting down. Consumer prices last month, they climbed a tad, but inflation is now 3.4%, down from more than 6% a year ago. Are Americans feeling that? Well, many tell pollsters they are anxious about the economy, but officials in the Biden administration argue things are indeed improving. Janet Yellen, the Treasury Secretary, stopped by our studios at WBUR to talk about it. Secretary, welcome.
Thanks so much for the invitation.
You have been talking about economic soft landing. Inflation is down. We are not in recession. But you're known as an economist who thinks about the people behind the numbers. So if you would, help us see the economic situation through the eyes of a young couple. Say they make the median household income, $70,000-some. Can this couple be confident that their paychecks can keep up with rent, utility bills, cell phone service, car insurance? So many of these things feel like they're still going up.
Well, I know that many young couples of the type that you describe are feeling stressed about making ends meet. They lived through a pandemic, which was extremely stressful, and a period in which inflation was high, food prices rose substantially, apartment rentals.
Yeah.
I think that's influencing their views on the economy. But what they're seeing now and have seen over the last year, energy prices are down significantly. A gallon of gas down. Mm-hmm. The prices of used vehicles down substantially. Their wages are going up, and prices are rising less quickly. So they are getting ahead, and if they compare where they are now, the typical middle-income household can buy the same basket of goods that they bought in 2019 and have $1,000 left over to save or spend. And as time goes on, if this good performance continues, they'll see themselves getting further and further ahead.
And yet, Madam Secretary, so many Americans, tell pollsters at least, they're not feeling that. And this is not a political question. I'd like to ask you as an economist, how do you explain that? Are people focusing on, say, sky-high mortgage rates, housing prices, or perhaps they're focusing on their neighbors doing better than they are? A lot of economists say we might not be as rational as we think we are.
Well, I think when people are asked about their own situation, they tend to be pretty positive about it. And some of the concerns that they express have to do more with their neighbors and the economy as a whole. And if you actually look at their spending patterns, spending has really been quite strong. And so people are acting as though they feel okay about their own situations, but are worried about the economy. We live through a period of high inflation, and I think it's going to take a little while before people feel confident that that's over and that they'll be systematically getting ahead. And we're seeing the beginnings in surveys, and I hope and believe that that will continue to improve.
Yeah, and as far as these new laws, the administration, the president, you have been talking about, can you help us look a little further out? Some of the new laws make big investments in clean energy and biotechnology and semiconductors. If we can go back to this young couple in America, let's say that couple has a baby today. 20 years from today, what jobs will be available to that person?
Well, we know that there are good jobs available to those who have a college education, but the president's focus is to make sure that a young person doesn't have to have a college education in order to be able to earn a good wage, and that they don't have to live on the coasts to get a good job. Clean energy jobs, the jobs that are being created in semiconductors, more than $600 billion in private investment in clean energy and manufacturing have been announced since the start of this administration. And much of it is spurred by three major bills that have been passed: the bipartisan infrastructure bill, the chips and semiconductors bill, and the Inflation Reduction Act, which has these clean energy incentives. And I've been traveling around the country looking at some of the investments: critical mineral processing expanding in North Carolina, batteries in the battery belt in the middle of this country, chips factories in Arizona, and a young person looking to complete their education 20 years from now should really, really find it possible to get very good paying jobs.
Yeah. As I hear you talking about jobs and good jobs in this country, I think about this defining characteristic of our generation, how unequal this country has become in terms of wealth, what is happening to social mobility, the American story. You know, I have a teenager, and I wonder, how do you think I should explain to him why the gap between the haves and the have-nots is so big and where it's going to go?
Well, you know, one of the things that we need in order to reduce that gap, and it's something that was a great strength of our country in the aftermath of World War II, were investments. And we became, especially during the Trump years, but also before then, focused on trickle-down economics. And I think that's a failed strategy. And the Biden-Harris economic agenda is really to invest across our economy. For the first time, we are really throwing real resources into upgrading our roads, our bridges, our airports, broadband, so that our economy can be efficient, and making sure that we train people for these good jobs that will be associated with a clean energy economy.
Can I come back to inflation? You have acknowledged that the Biden administration and the Federal Reserve got it wrong when it suggested inflation would be transitory, would be fleeting. It was not. And, you know, I still remember a business professor using this phrase that companies can extract failure value. They can learn from a setback. What have you learned for future policies about inflation and what happened?
Well, inflation, first of all, inflation has come down. I think the word transitory suggests to many people that it's something that's a matter of days or weeks. And in our economy, it lasted for over a year. So I regret using the word transitory. But inflation has come down very substantially. The labor market is functioning well. We've had 23 months in a row, and this is the first time we've had this in more than 50 years, in which unemployment has been running under 4%. If you look at the last 6 months, as inflation's come down, that gives you a better sense of where are we now. And inflation's now down to 2%. So I have to say it's very rare to have a period in which inflation comes down and the economy doesn't experience a recession. But we've not seen that. And in that sense, I consider this to be a soft landing.
Yeah. Janet Yellen, I read John Hilzenrath's book about you and your career, your life, and you're known for being a meticulous person. We've read that you have flawless practiced handwriting. You know to go to bed at 8:30, according to the book, get to the airport 3 hours before your flight. If that's all true, and I'm not going to call a cabinet secretary a control freak, but how do you as a person deal with unpredictable things happening in the economy? Things can crash. People can get hurt.
Well, I think making sure that you do your homework so that you have a sound basis to be able to deal with the unexpected. A recent example of that is the pressures that we saw in the banking system last March when Silicon Valley Bank suddenly failed, the most dramatic bank failure we've had. It required rapid and forceful intervention. The fact that this is something I've thought about and worked on and dealt with over the course of a lifetime, I feel gave me the tools to be able to pretty quickly sort through with my colleagues what we should do. And I think we managed to navigate that. So being prepared is the best way to deal with the unexpected.
Janet Yellen is U.S. Secretary of the Treasury. Her very nice signature is on ones and $5 bills. Secretary, thanks for speaking to us.
Thanks for the interview.